So welcome back, everyone. What a beautiful morning we've been having. I hope it was a good experience for you with your partners as you took in your co-meditation dyads on Vijnana Maya. And we're going to move into an eye rest meditation practice, yoga nidra practice, that's also working with opposites of beliefs or cognitions or images. I was just saying here to some of the folks in person, somebody asked if I'd sprinkled magic in the studio today, this morning, and we were laughing. And I was saying that, this is day three or four, I guess, but this is about the time that hopefully things are starting to settle in and start to make a little bit more sense for you. And we're getting into some of the meteor material and you know, it all builds on itself and it's all co-arising. So hopefully you're starting to feel that and it's starting to come together and make a little bit more sense. And we have a ways yet to go, which is also wonderful and unbelievable. So what I'd like to do in this particular practice is we're going to work with opposites of cognition. And I will be doing a quicker rotation through Anamaya or through Sankalpa and also through Anamaya Kosha. For the breath sensing practice, what I thought I would do today is work with you on extending the exhalation. We know when we extend our exhalation, for most people, there's always going to be some people where they have a paradoxical response to any given breathing practice. But for most people, when we extend the exhalation, it brings online the parasympathetic nervous system, which will bring on a sense of relaxation and ease and rest. So that's what we'll be doing. I'm not necessarily going to work with a metronome. Sometimes I do, but I also know that it can be problematic for some people. So I'm just going to invite you to just notice and kind of count on your own the inhalation and then the exhalation, and then work towards extending that exhalation just by one or two counts, you know, with your own internal count. And you don't have to be too cognitive about it. And see how that opens up for you during the practice. But you know, I'll be offering that opportunity to lengthen the exhalation. Certainly what we don't want is anything that feels like it's being forced or strained. So if that happens to you, then I would recommend you just let that go and come back to your own natural breathing pattern. And then I'll be working and inviting in opposites of beliefs. And a belief that you maybe have held to be true about yourself. And we know that Manamaya and Vijnanamaya often co-arise together. So I'll start with opposites of belief, and then we'll be weaving in different ways to look at how you relate to that belief when you take it to be true, and emotions that may arise along with it, memories, things like that. So we'll work with opposites, we'll feel both. And then we'll touch into a bit of joy. Jennifer is going to work with that more extensively this afternoon. So we'll touch into that and then we'll drop in. I'm going to be exploring more that ground of being and that field of being and certain qualities that are evoked when we start to open into being, which remember is your inherent presence. So we'll talk more about the steps tomorrow. I've actually already been weaving being in and some of what can unfold as aspects of being. But just want to let you know that's what's happening this afternoon or this morning, I guess, in the practice. So what I'd love to do now is interview you for opposites of beliefs. And this could be a belief that is interesting to you. It could be something that you've worked through in the past that you'd like to revisit. It could just be any belief that you want to throw out there because you want to see all the plethora of beliefs that are available and it's not necessarily yours. So let's start with a belief that you might be having or somebody you know could have or just a person in general could have. It might not be you.
We have some coming through online when you're ready.
Okay, I see. I can't do it right. And this is what I would be doing in a class, of course, after I've done my orienting talk around beliefs and working with opposites and everything's a messenger. But yeah, some other examples of beliefs. I'm a failure.
Not good enough or smart enough.
I am not good enough. I am not smart enough. So really quickly, Denise, let me get a couple more and then I'll answer that question, Mimi, because it's a great question because we were right in sync because I was getting ready to point out the negativity bias on the beliefs. And it's just what happens. We have a negativity bias. So we tend to start with the negative beliefs, right? Mimi asked, I have a question. Do they all have to be negative? No, definitely not. Definitely not. What were you sharing, Denise?
There's no one understands me.
Okay, no one understands me. Okay, any other ones?
Yeah, I have two more. You want two more?
Sure, I'll take them.
I'm not brave.
I am not brave. Okay.
And nothing is there for me.
Nothing is there for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And so let's look at opposites of beliefs. So if we took, I can't do it right, and we looked at an opposite of this belief, what might it be? Boop. I can do it right. Mm-hmm. Trickier to write this way. Mm-hmm. How about another opposite to I can't do it right?
I am successful.
I'm doing my best. I see that on the screen. I'm doing my best.
And I am successful.
I am successful. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can help myself. Mm-hmm. How about I'm always doing the best I know how, right? Mm-hmm. So can you see how there can be a multiplicity of opposites and they don't all fall into I am or I can, you know, or I can. It started with I can't do it right. I cannot do it right. Obviously, the polar opposite, I can do it right. And then I'm doing my best. I am successful. I can help myself. We can put these all in a continuum, right? And see how these could be opposites. And so where and how do you feel it in the body when you take on and identify or fuse with I can't do it right? So somatically, what do you feel in the body and where does it light up in the body? Just try it on right now. If you take yourself and really fuse with, I can't do this right. I can't do it right, whatever it is. What happens? An ache in the stomach. Mm-hmm.
Neck tightens.
Neck tightens. Mhm. Mhm.
Thinking feeling.
Yes, right? It's like you can feel it up in your brain perhaps. Like sometimes when that happens, it'll be like a contraction or it'll be like it feels like my head's filled with sand. So thinking feeling. And so what I would do if I were teaching a class, I would ask, I would have that example in my back pocket about the head feeling like it's filled with sand, but I'd ask, what does the thinking feeling feel like? Because can you see how feeling we're kind of going there, but it's still not exactly descriptive. And it's okay, whoever put that. I'm just, thank you for letting me use this as an example, because I got where you're going, but that could mean something different to the person who put that in than it does to me, right? And so we want to support them. Like, even peace can have a certain feeling in the body, but peace could feel differently to each of us. For somebody, it could feel smooth in their whole spine or silky. For somebody else, peace could feel a heavy, settled feeling in their arms and legs. For somebody else, peace could feel like an expansion in their heart that opens up. So we want to, I want to bring this forward for you to be thinking about, so that when you're teaching, and, you know, especially, I don't know, but I've always had anxiety when I was, especially when I was younger, and it's easy to just be excited that you get examples, but I want you to think about it, right? Because this is where we can really support people to deepen and inquire themselves about, oh, what is that feeling, right? Great. And so I could take any one of these. I'm not brave. I'm not good enough. I could take any one of these and do opposites and interview and ask each of you kind of where and how do you feel this and what are a multiplicity of opposites. So I'd like to take one more. And what this does is it primes everybody. It primes you for the practice. And when you're doing this with your students, it'll get your students ready, right? And we know that once we drop in, a belief may or may not come up. So well, I always say when I get to that portion of the practice, when I'm offering to invite in a belief that they've taken to be true about themselves, I'll always say, and if there's no belief, just staying with what's most calling your attention, right? Because I don't want someone to feel excluded or to now all of a sudden they're beating up on themselves because they feel like they can't do this IRS practice right because they don't have a belief. Now, they just may not have a belief. That's okay, right? So let's take one more. How about I'm not good enough? It's a classic, right? So if I take I'm not good enough, what's an opposite of I'm not good enough? An opposite belief. I'm successful. I am successful. Mm-hmm. What else?
I am the best.
I am the best. Love it. Love the confidence. I am good enough. Did you guys? I am enough. I am good enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. And I know your age if you're laughing at that joke. That's an old Saturday Night Live skit joke for those of you that are too young to get it. Robert Smiley. That was his catchphrase. Okay, so I am successful. I am the best. I'm enough. I'm good enough. I'm okay just as I am. How about that? How does that feel? So if you take on, I'm not good enough, just notice where and how do you feel that in the body as sensation? Try it on, even if it's not something you normally feel about yourself or believe about yourself. I'm not good enough. What happens if you take that to be true? A heavy heart. Mm-hmm. Denisha, did something come through?
Yes, we have a few. We have legs feel weak.
Weak legs, uh-huh.
Closed in feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Slumped posture.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at so far.
Great. And so for the person with the closed in feeling, that's great. I get it. Absolutely. And so I might ask them, where is that? Is that in the whole body? Is that in the chest? Is that in the belly? You know, so that we're getting that fuller, really letting it come alive. And how about if you take on, I am okay just as I am? Where and how do you notice that in the body? Warm in your belly. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Warm light in the heart.
Mm-hmm. So warm light feeling in the heart. Mm-hmm.
And also a trembling heart.
Trembling heart.
Upper back and shoulders.
Great. And so I just check in, what's happening in the upper back and shoulders? What's the felt sense? And you may or may not want to put that in, but I just support that person to think, oh, what's happening there? Is it softening? Is it draping down a little bit more? Right? Yeah. Another question. An opening of a constriction in the throat, so that just starting for it to open. That's quite descriptive. Quite descriptive. Thank you. So nobody can read my writing. It's all over the place. But ideally, we'd have this in some semblance of an order. We'd have a whiteboard or something like that, or we'd take a couple and. And so then when I'm offering the practice, I'm going to offer a couple of these, and it may not be yours, but when I offer it, let it be the pointer for you to go into what's true for you. And I might even offer some of the somatic felt sense that's been offered up here as examples. Again, not for you to try it on or go looking for it, but to help it to help, you know, be a pointer for you to see what you feel. Okay. Any questions about this and how we might do this with our students to support them? Pretty clear? Okay, great. Well, go ahead and let yourself settle in. You can do this in any way that you'd like. If you've been lying down, you might want to try sitting up. If you've been sitting up, you might want to try lying down. Or you might really be in love with your favorite position, and that's fine too. At the end, I'm going to invite everyone to come up so that we can do a bit of a debrief. We'll start doing that at the end of the practices as much as we can, just to give you a chance like we would in class to be able to reflect on the practice, reground before you go off for lunch. So build your nest. Knowing that whatever position you're taking, if during the course of the practice, the body wants to move, or if you're seated, it wants to lie down. If you're lie down, it wants to sit up. At first, just feel into it. Perhaps there's an underlying message here. But then if the body really does want to settle in a different way, go ahead and offer it. And feel this moment of transition from everything that we've been talking about together this morning, all that's unfolded for you in your practice with your partner, how it's all led to this moment right now. And perhaps noticing if in this moment there can be a sense of landing in your body. If shifting down from the thinking mind and feeling your way into the sensing and feeling heart. And perhaps checking in, noticing, is there a sense of a simple okayness in this moment, just as it is? And if so, notice how that feels in the body to just have this moment, nothing you need to do, nothing you need to defend, just this. Sitting or lying here. Deeply okay. Right now. And then you might sense the aliveness of the body, that universal life force that's giving the body a sense of vitality, coursing of the breath, heart beating. That underlying trembling or humming in the body. And how you might land in the heart and just open and to the deepest heartfelt longing or calling. Not rushing back up to the thinking mind, but staying with the open, sensing heart. And just staying open to the inquiry. There may be a felt sense here of the heart's song. Opening into a one-word essence. Might be connection, compassion, freedom, or something else. And just noticing how it feels to touch into this deepest heart's calling, even if it's not cognitive, if there's this open sensing feeling to it. What it's like to feel this living through you. Might touch into a heartfelt intention for this particular practice. And just see what comes up. Perhaps it's just to meet what is, just as it is. Or open to a particular belief. To open into a sense of okayness or inner resource, an abiding sense of well-being. And touching in once again to that sense of deep okayness. The body resting. The sense of being held. Like to allow the body to release more fully into the support of the surface underneath it. Opening to an inner resource of feeling held or nourished. Some quality of well-being that resonates through you. And where and how do you feel this in the body as sensation? Perhaps a warmth in the belly. Or an expansion feeling of the heart. Or some other sensation. But whatever it is, feel into it. Maybe it's the subtle ebb and flow of the breath. How all the while there's this ease of being. Your very presence. The quality of wholeness, openness. Complete, just as it is. And then welcome in sensations through the whole head. Feeling your way, whatever feels right, mouth, ears, eyes, back of the head, the whole head, a field of vibration. Sensing the hollow of the throat. And from the shoulders to the fingertips, a tube of sensation. But letting go of simply looking down with the eyes, you feel your way moment to moment. From the inside of both arms and hands, and their very aliveness. And sensation opening through the upper chest. Middle chest, lower chest, belly and low back. Just let attention wander and open through the whole torso. Sensations radiating inwardly and outwardly. letting go of any memory and feeling the torso from within. And then moment to moment, sensing all the way down through the legs, feet. Let them come alive as sensation. The legs, torso, arms, head, the whole body. The whole body is shimmering in effervescence, our field of vibration. All the sensations coming and going. And all the while, this background ease of being, a witnessing presence that's untouched, spacious and whole, just as it is. And sensing the body breathing, each inhalation, each exhalation, a current of sensation. Joining with each breath, just as it is. Joining the inhalation as a downward flow of energy as it moves down into the lungs, even as the body is expanding up and out in the fullness of the inhalation. And the exhalation, the upward energetic flow of breath, even as the body settles downward and releases. For several breaths, perhaps noting these two movements of energy, both up and down, with each breath. And if it feels right, beginning to internally count the inhalation and exhalation like this. Inhaling, one, two, three, four. Exhaling, one, two, three, four. And at your own rhythm, just noting the natural flow and count of each inhalation and exhalation without changing it in any way. And if it's suitable for the body, you might gently extend the exhalation by a count of one or two, without force or strain. The belly may draw in and upward towards the spine, and the completion of the exhalation. And watch the natural response of the body to the next inhalation. If there's any force or strain or catching in the throat, just go back to your own natural breathing. It should be a subtle extension if that feels right. And weaving in that deep sense of okayness, the ground of well-being, or this field of being that's here, moment to moment. Perhaps the breath has become ever more subtle, like the silky thread within a great field of spaciousness. And set the breath free. Resting here, this quality of being held and the essence of holding, equally true. And if it feels right, you might invite in a belief, maybe a belief that you've been meeting, or one that spontaneously arises. Could be a belief like, I'm not smart, nothing is there for me, or I am enough, or some other belief. And if no belief is arising, then just stay with what's most calling your attention. But if a belief is here, just notice, where and how do you feel it light up in the body when you take this belief to be true and identify with it? Is there a contraction or an expansion? A shape or texture to it? What happens to the breath when you take this belief to be true? And just noticing if there's any co-arising emotions or memories or images allowing them to be here. Noting the sensation. Knowing you can weave in the inner resource or this ease of being at any time as an anchor that you can touch into. And if it feels right, finding an opposite belief. Welcoming an opposite belief. It could be, I can help myself. Always doing the best I know how. Or I'm okay just as I am. Or some other opposite belief. And seeing what it's like if you identify with this particular belief. Where and how do you feel it in the body? Is there an opening of a constriction in the throat or warmth in the belly or tightness somewhere? And just notice any memories or images, emotions that may co-arise. If you take this belief to be true, how do you treat yourself? What's your inner dialogue? And how are you when you're out in the world? If you take this belief to be true, how do you treat others or engage with life? And at your own rhythm, you might revisit that original belief. And again, try it back on. If you take it to be true, how does it feel? How do you treat yourself? How do you live? Take your time. Feel your way. And feeling one and then the other as a felt sense, back and forth. And then feeling both at the same time. Can't do this with the thinking mind. Feel into both at the same time and notice what happens, what opens. And welcoming everything just as it is. spontaneous thoughts or images coming and going. Body resting, breathing itself. And perhaps feeling yourself as a witness to everything that's coming and going. And what's the felt sense of being a witness? Unhooking attention from what's changing, any object that's there in the mind's eye, and letting attention drop back as a witness. And then feeling the witness dissolve more and more as witnessing presence. And just notice how there may be an I thought that passes by. I'm witnessing. How the I thought is coming and going. There's something else here, this ease of being, or awareness itself. Perhaps feeling out in all directions, back behind, out in front, left and right, above, below. This essence or presence is both here in the body. How you can feel yourself dissolving like sugar into water, expanding out in all directions. It's a field-like quality of being. Resting as being. If there's a sound or a thought or an image, again, just unhook attention, set it free, like a bird that just flies on through the sky. Feel this essence. It's most essential, that's spacious and vast. Very much like the sky itself. Untouched. Perfect, just as it is. And resting here. There may be an underlying sense of equanimity, a touch of joy or compassion, gratitude. If it's here, just touch into it. Feel how it lights up and spreads through the body. For no reason at all. It's just an inherent quality that bubbles forth as we touch into our most essential nature. And then inviting in, imagining yourself going into the afternoon, bringing the personality back online and feeling your body and all that it allows you to do. Coming into lunch, maybe talking with others. Now, in a way, you just set your personality free. This unique expression, this underlying essence. But at any given moment, you may pause and drop down into the heart, feel out in all directions, and touch into this underlying ease of being. It's always here. And feel how both are true. The personality, your unique expression, and this background essence that's so at ease. Utterly whole, undisturbed. And then allowing the senses to begin to come back online naturally. And the body begins to reawaken in you as this ease of being and well-being. And it'll have its own natural way to begin to come into little stretches or gentle movement through the toes, fingers, legs, arms. Maybe eventually coming into a larger stretch. At some point, if the body's been lying down, it might find its way to roll over to one side and eventually come up to seated, but there's no rush at all.